We're talking with CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman. We hear from him off of his Los Angeles base across the country, but this time he's on the other side of the continent in terms of other side of the hemisphere, down in Brazil for the World Cup, the football semifinals today between Brazil and Germany. One sports-like question, and we'll talk to you about some non-sports-related issues involving the tournament. This is a heavyweight battle between two teams that have hoisted the Jules Rimet and now the World Cup trophy many, many times.
That's right. Lots of history. Basically, the final four teams you have here are four of the historically strong teams in the World Cup, especially the last 20 years. These teams have won. These teams have faced off in many cases for the World Cup against each other. And today you have Brazil and Germany. I would say probably many people before the World Cup began felt the strongest team in South America probably was Brazil, and the strongest team in Europe was probably Germany. Now, you may have changed your views after seeing all the games, but these are two heavyweight teams. It's remarkable.
It is remarkable, and it's going to be kind of tough to beat the Brazilians on their home pitch. But if any team can do it, Germany appears to be the one. Very balanced, very strong team under Coach Lowe.
That's right, and we've seen them against the U.S. It wasn't their best game, but remember, that was the last game of the group phase, and the teams are playing for different reasons. They have different goals in that game, and Germany's main goal was just to, although it was very likely they were going to be in, they just had to play a careful game and not mess up to allow the slight possibility of them being knocked out to take place. So, and the U.S. was playing a different way as well. So if you watch that game, you didn't necessarily see the strengths or the weaknesses of Germany. You will see that, obviously, in a knockout game like today.
It'll be an interesting contest on the sporting pitch. But, Steve, I want to ask you some more news-related questions involving the World Cup and involving the situation in Brazil. First of all, the stories that came out of Brazil heading into the tournament last month now was one of a country that wasn't ready for it, had problems getting facilities ready, had problems with internal strife, protests, and the like. Has that been glossed over a little bit, or do you see that undercurrent of discontent still there as this tournament heads toward its climax on the weekend?
You know, it probably is still here. We have not seen it that evident. Obviously, before the World Cup, there were massive protests. Once the World Cup began, the focus of the nation seemed to be football, soccer. And the one scenario I heard was, watch out, if Brazil gets knocked out early, you'll see these troubles rise once again. While Brazil has not been knocked out early, you know, the World Cup ends on Sunday. Even if they lose today, are we going to see any problems? I don't really think so. There's no indication we will. Sometimes we see nations that have all sorts of turmoil. Brazil's not the first nation to host either a World Cup or an Olympics that has lots of internal problems. And what we usually see, not always, but usually see, is these groups sort of take a pass during the event. There is still national pride connected with this event. Even if you are against the current government, even if you're against some of the policies, there is often national pride in these events. So you have these groups sometimes laying low until the event's over. Even though the event does present them with lots of publicity possibilities, they lay low, and then some of the complaints rise up again after the event's over.
Do you get a sense, Steve, down in Brazil that there will be benefits out of this? How smoothly has it run and the like? Or is it really too early to say whether or not this will give a shot in the arm economically to this nation? Because there's been talk that the World Cup 4 years ago in South Africa really hasn't helped them that much.
Yeah, usually these things don't have major impacts. I'll tell you what this will have a major impact on. The Olympics in 2 years, the Summer Olympics come to Rio de Janeiro in 2016. Just the fact that many of the people who are involved in the World Cup, as far as the infrastructure, as far as the organizers, just the people who put big events like this together, will also very likely be part of the Olympic movement. This is, in a sense, a rehearsal for the Olympics. So they will see many of the pitfalls. Now, the Olympics are much different. They're basically focused in one city with many venues. But there are many similarities between putting on an Olympics and a World Cup. It gives you an idea of what the challenges are, and I think that will be the biggest beneficiary, if there is one, from these games.
one specter that is in the background, maybe not front of mind to a lot of people, Steve Futterman, but still has to be considered as a security issue. These games, this tournament and the Olympic Games, the premier world sporting events, it is an obvious platform for groups that want to make a statement. The fact that the U.S. is not there now, the fact that so far things have run smoothly, is there still a possibility, still a concern among some officials that we might see some security issues crop up before Sunday, or to a certain extent, has that really passed?
Oh, no, it's not passed, because Sunday is the biggest event of this World Cup. On Sunday, it's the game that the entire world, not everyone in the world, but a large number of people in the world will be focused on. No game gets the attention like the final game. That comes on Sunday. If someone wants to use one game to make a statement, to support or to promote a cause, that would be the game to do it. So there's always more heightened attention, more heightened security at the World Cup final than any other game. You will have more dignitaries there, more government officials there, not just from the host nation, but other nations there, more FIFA officials there. So the biggest target is always, if you want to point to one game, the World Cup final, and that comes this Sunday.
Not sounding provincial, Steve, but because the fact the U.S. is not involved in this, does that lessen it at all?
Don't think so. It might increase it if the U.S. was in there, but I don't think it lessens it because the U.S. is not there. The U.S. wasn't expected to be in this game. It's not like it's a big surprise to any group that wanted to say, which game do we focus on? It was very unlikely the U.S. was going to be in there. And if you have a Brazil-Argentina final, that may get more attention than any other matchup these World Cup games could have presented.
We'll see if that does happen. A couple of other questions, Steve Futterman, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate your conversation as we are getting toward a Tuesday afternoon down in Brazil, as they are a couple hours ahead of us here in the Eastern time zone. First of all, Steve, you've covered many sporting events for CBS News domestically, the World Series, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, and the like. Seeing the fans' fervor in this particular tournament, in the World Cup, can that be compared to anything domestically, or is it an entirely different animal than it is what we see in the U.S.?
I think it's an entirely different animal. This, you know, every event is unique. I mean, that's a cliche. It's true, obviously. What makes this so much different, the closest you can come in the U.S. probably would be a Super Bowl. A game, the championship game, after all the preliminary games have been played, it comes down to one game for everything. That's the closest we have. And here we come down to one game for everything on Sunday. The two teams playing today, the winner goes on to the final. The two teams playing tomorrow, Argentina, the Netherlands, that winner goes to the final. You don't have any equivalent like that in the U.S. because the Super Bowl does attract some attention outside the U.S., but the world, and again, I'm not talking literally, but figuratively, the world doesn't come to a stop for the Super Bowl. The world does come to a stop figuratively for the World Cup, and we've seen it even increase because, 20 years ago, the U.S., more or less, did not really care much about the World Cup. They will probably have their largest audience ever for a World Cup final in the U.S. this Sunday.
And, of course, the difference between a World Cup and the Olympics, Steve, is the fact that it's one game. It can focus on one game on Sunday, whereas the Olympics is spread over 2 weeks.
Absolutely. The closest you've ever had in recent years that I can think of for the Olympics was maybe that gold medal game in Canada 2010 in Vancouver, the U.S. and Canada. You had the host nation there. But, you know, hockey doesn't attract the fervor that soccer does around the world. And it was maybe the biggest game in Canada's history and got lots of play in the U.S. But we're talking apples and oranges when we compare that to the game on Sunday here.
One final thing, Steve Futterman, and it's a travel question for you as a reporter needing to go back into the U.S. once this World Cup is over. You've heard reports stateside that's going to be more security for travelers going back into the U.S. With the cell phones and the like. How much is it more of an inconvenience, rules like this, knowing that, you know, we got to stay safe, or is it a concern that, hey, these more devices and more ways that terror groups can be able to attack the U.S., it's just a reminder of what life has been after 9-11, 2001?
I'll tell you, obviously, when you have increased security, it does complicate things. It does delay things. As a traveler, I love security. I wish they still asked those few questions at the gate, which they gave up doing. There's nothing that I will ever complain about security measures. They do it to try to filter out the people who shouldn't be questioned compared to the people who maybe might have questions that should be asked to them. And it does raise, I think, concerns, obviously, as well. We do live in a different world now, and we do know that terrorist groups are trying to find a way to possibly carry out attacks like this. This is just the reality of everything. So, you know, it will delay things, probably. You might have a couple of people pounding their hands. Might even be me, but when you get down to it, I'm all for security. You have to have it, and it's just the fact of life when you travel these days.